Fade back up.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hypothetical Nonsense Podcast. Today we talked about...
Today we played a game. Run it back.
Today we played The Cost is Right.
Where we talked about turkey. We talked about bread. We talked about provolone and lettuce and onions and tomato and
bread.
A turkey sandwich, if you will.
Let's start over.
No! Keep
fade,
it!
Fade out.
Keep it!
Fade back up.
Keep it! Go to the intro.
Fade back up. Oh, he went to sleep.
This is the intro. This is the intro.
What?
We're good.
We're great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Fade out.
No, wait, no, keep listening.
Okay, fade up. Can you do it slow? Slow. But if you can't, then just fade out or up again.
Hey, guys, welcome.
Speed.
Audio
listener intro. Let's keep it black. Audio listener intro.
Let's keep
Hello.
It black.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Hypothetical Nonsense Black. No.
Shut up.
That's the intro.
Okay, let's, wait, say it.
Welcome to the Hypothetical Nonsense Black. Oh.
Why would you say that? We are in mixed company. What is wrong with you?
Cut that out.
Are you not?
Cut that out. Ashley Payton, leave it in.
Wait, are you not? What? Is that a thing to not say it in mixed company?
I don't think Sammy likes when I say the F word.
I don't like that. I don't like it.
Okay. Hey, everybody, welcome. No, where are you going? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hypothetical Nonsense Podcast. Today we talk.
What if someone has only listened to the audio podcast? They've never seen your face. They don't know what you look like, and they think that you're a white person.
We already did this bit.
We did actually. We have done this. We've done this before. We have done this. Yeah.
Enjoy.
We did this. I think we did this with Dev Lemons.
Oh yeah.
Did we? Banyol, your white voice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Guess the race.
Okay, should we do another intro or is that
no,
good?
No, leave that as fade the intro.
Let's get a clean bean running machine. Okay, fade up. Welcome. Oh,
you can't.
I don't care. Let's just keep meandering. Fade out. And fade back up.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hypothetical Nonsense Podcast. Today we talked about bread. Today we talked about houses. Today we talked about cars. Today we talked about Sammy. Today we talked about... Dip.
Is this the clean one?
No. I don't know what we talked about.
We played The Price is Right. We essentially, we did
it.
Let's start over. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hypothetical Nonsense Podcast.
Oh my God.
Guys, let me do the intro.
Yeah.
Start over. Start over.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Michael Nonsense Podcast. Today, we talked about dip chicks. Today, we talked about... No, we did talk
we
about
did
it.
We did talk about did dip not... chicks. We did.
Do we want to give...
And the, pro-
do
the we cost is right. We talked about the cost is right. The price is a fucking turkey sandwich.
Do we
want to
give... Do we want to give them a real intro that... so they know what
no!
we're talking about?
Enjoy.
That was clean.
That one was clean.
That was clean.
Today, we talked about dip chick.
That's 1%.
Fade out. Go to the intro.
I would listen to that. Oh,
absolutely
yes.
Iconic.
This is my favorite part of the
absolutely
show.
Absolutely iconic this moments occurring the at the moment. I'm here with Will. I'm here with Sammy. And I'm also here with myself. And things are happening. They're moving. They're being done. And they're also being recorded right now to your phone. Streamed to your phone right now. Do the intro.
Well put. Very well put.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Hypothetical Nonsense Podcast. Today we have I have a very special event for us going on. We're bringing Will's games back. How I used to make games for this podcast and we used to play them and then you guys were sometimes on a team but sometimes like against each other for them.
I like how every time we were against each other we ended up somehow teaming up anyway.
But
that's what happened.
And this might be a perfect opportunity for you guys to do that again. Roll the tape or the slideshow. I made a slideshow this time. I made a PowerPoint presentation. But with our audio listeners in mind, shout out to our audio listeners. I love you. Sammy, anything?
Well, I'm trying to do positivity now. I'm trying to do positivity on the podcast now.
Okay. Starting off.
Hold on.
Hello?
So you guys did a high five and then you licked your hand?
What?
I didn't lick my hand.
What'd you do?
I smelled it and I sniffed it.
Okay. Sammy, do you want a high five? Or are you okay?
Mm-mm.
You're okay.
No, not after that exchange.
No, this was my left hand. He did not touch it with his salivated. All right.
Because if you guys do it with that one, I don't know what happens with that one.
That's fair. I could have rubbed my hands together.
Which you just did.
Which I just did. No. All right.
Sammy,
I'll give my high five.
Your skin is glowing right now. I just want to say that. I don't know if it's
you're gorgeous.
The white t-shirt light reflecting off of your skin.
Just gorgeous.
But your skin is glowing right
Perfect
now.
Perfect nails.
Retinol.
Is it retinol? You don't use retinol.
You don't know what I use.
But you don't use retinol, do you?
You don't know what I use.
I could see you using retinol.
If you use retinol, you would have said you do use retinol.
No, I like to keep things secret.
Hi, Hannah. Hi.
Oh, it's Hannah.
All right, hi. Hello, hello, our Hannah. Okay, that makes sense.
We're back in the
we're back in the podcast studio.
I think we were back last episode too.
Oh shit.
Okay, let's get started. We have to get things trucking.
I'm sorry.
No, what the heck? Welcome to The Cost Is Correct.
That's copyrighted.
It's a spoof. Yeah. It's like an inverted melody. So The Cost Is Correct is kind of a tasteful spin on the new hit video game, The Price Is Right.
A video game.
And
tasteful. I think that this is grotesque. This is depraved and gauche.
Gauche? I'm going to write that one down. Sammy, write that shit down.
Who do you think I am?
Moving on to the
writing
next
it down.
Slide.
You're quite the scribe.
Oh, I'm feeling silly today.
Me too. I feel a little goofy. I think the audience can tell that there's synergy.
So the cost is right. Is basically, I'm going to be. Actually, we'll go one at a time. Next slide, please. The first question is about
You didn't even explain the game.
It just cuts to the audio
the
listeners.
First question
I don't know how to play this.
You're gonna. The first question is about the turkey sandwich fallacy. Don't move on yet, I think.
More like phallic and forget the why.
Okay. So. Okay, you can move on to the next slide.
What?
Okay. So, let's say... Okay, in this
situation... Are you
going
to ask me how many turkeys there are? And it, because it's folded, it looks like there's more turkeys than
no. What a strange assumption as to what that
question is. I'm trying to figure it out.
The turkey sandwich fallacy.
You're just taking too long.
You just moved into a new apartment. Right. You look into your fridge. It's empty. You're craving a turkey sandwich. You go to HEB. You need to buy all of the ingredients... to build this turkey sandwich right here. How much would it cost you? You have to get the cheapest option from HEB.
Wait, hold
of
on.
Of each ingredient individually. And you can ask.
Wait.
You can ask what is on the sandwich.
I would just like
yes,
to say,
Caroline?
Depending on which grocery store you go to, the produce
H-E-B. Well, it's H-E-B,
changes.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm trying to think. I don't know if I know the prices for H-E-B because I haven't been shopping at H-E-B as
interesting,
much.
Interesting, because you go to Whole Foods, right?
No.
What do you go?
I don't want to say. I don't want to say where I
Sprouts?
Go because it's a specific to.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
And do you think it's more expensive?
It's less expensive. It's way less expensive.
Food for less?
It's like gross.
It's
99
gross?
Cent store?
A little bit gross.
Interesting.
Just a little
Aldi's?
Bit. No.
Aldi's? What's Aldi's?
Food for less?
Aldi's nuts.
Was that your joke?
Guys, we have to be subversive and we have to go different routes. My nuts are going different routes than your mouth.
Wait, the A, right? For the grocery store? That's a European grocery store, I believe. Okay, what's in this cheese pizza? What is in this?
Cheese pizza?
What is in this turkey sandwich?
Let's start over, guys. Welcome back to the Hypothetical Nonsense
so
podcast.
We got lettuce. We have
this video is sponsored by Ollie's.
Is this mozzarella? No, that's not mozzarella. A provolone?
Provolone.
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 Okay, onions, and then we have turkey. Are there any mayo? Is there any mayo?
Yeah, there's mayo and there's mustard.
There's mayo and mustard. What kind of mustard?
Generic mustard.
Dijon.
Okay.
The cheapest mustard that you can get from the store.
I'm going to write the cheapest.
And we could look up the prices.
Wait, but with ham?
No!
Hold on. With ham.
It's turkey.
It's turkey. Shit. But it's practically ham.
What? No.
Turkey.
A different animal.
Wait. I'm trying to think.
Different animal, same beast.
Wait, with the turkey,
Kobe said that.
Are you buying it sliced? Yeah,
I remember he said
you're buying it sliced.
The cheapest possible way you could build this sandwich.
But you can buy, hold on, because this is my problem, because you can buy a big thing of turkey and then per slice it's less, but.
No.
We're just the cheapest thing that you could buy outright.
Yeah, if okay. you if your fridge is completely empty and you want this chicken this turkey sandwich, how much would it cost you to build it? You'd have leftover ingredients. You'd have leftover mayo. You'd have leftover mustard.
This is
mustard.
Lettuce, not cabbage.
What? Why would it be cabbage?
I don't know.
Who puts cabbage
just...
on a turkey sandwich?
Okay, so lettuce, and then
who the fuck puts cabbage on a...
cabbage?
Caroline, what the fuck is going on?
Why are you moving on from that? Cabbage?
This is a ham, cabbage, and cheese pizza sandwich.
This is a rabbit.
I'm being bullied right now. I'm being bullied right now. I eat cabbage.
Caroline
I like
is
cabbage.
Lola
I'm
Bunny
being bullied
eating
right
cabbage,
now. I'm
carrots.
Eating bullied. I'm eating bullied right now. And I've just been thinking a lot about cabbage. I had cabbage this morning. Okay. I just been on the brain. Let's
I think it's cabbage.
Shut the fuck up,
thank you very
fucking
much.
Asshole.
Just the silence after you said that. I think it's cabbage, actually.
No, you gotta be quiet.
I'm trying to think about price inflation at HEB because a tomato alone probably, I want to say it would be like 75 cents to 90 cents, but it could be like $1.30 at this point. Just a tomato.
Don't you mean cabbage?
A tomato? How much? What is your guess?
No, it's anywhere from 75 cents to $1.30.
That's an interesting that you say that.
I'm going to say $1.30 on to be safe because I feel like it should be.
Are you guys doing math?
75 cents.
A little bit, yeah.
Sammy, if you're looking up the ingredients.
Motherfucker.
I know. I'm just using my.
Can I look it up, though?
No!
Just after I calculate.
I have them all listed.
I'll double check.
I'll triple check you.
I'll quadruple check.
And I'll checkmate. Bitch.
No, I actually have a move
Shut
here at
up,
F7.
Both of you, for fuck's sake.
Okay. So it's quiet time for Caroline.
Cabbage time for Caroline.
Sleepy time.
Cheese pizza
I'm gonna say
for Caroline.
Like five. I'm gonna say like $5. Oh fuck! I forgot.
In total for everything?
No. For the two condiments. But I was just. I'm like fucking it up because I just forgot. Wait, bread. Oh fuck.
Bread. Not specifically this bread, by the way. The cheapest bread that you can get.
The cheapest bread I can get?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Okay. Because this looks like a nice little...
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I was going to say that could be like $5 to $6, depending on where you go, because that looks like it's French in a way.
French in a way. I like French in a way.
Let's do...
In a manner of speaking.
Five, because it's not French, because it's produced in America. Okay, mm-hmm. I did the condiments. I did the bread. The lettuce, I'm going to...
You know, part of France is in America.
Paris.
Guyana. French Guyana. Is in South America.
Wait, I keep forgetting because I'm getting fucking distracted.
French Guyana is part of France, and it's in okay. South America.
Is someone looking that up.
So that means that France is in America.
Tomato.
Your
130. We're gonna
your
do
mind.
Mayo.
Did you fact check it, Kat?
Yeah.
And what happened?
You're right.
And I'm right!
Where did that echo come from? Was it the cup holders?
The vents. It went through the vents.
All the
like
rats. Oh, cheese. Provolone. And honestly, just to clarify if I'm right, I'm just going to look it up just real fast.
Just look up what?
There's gullible on the ceiling. Just kidding. It was shit. And now you get shit on.
Bread,
yeah, it's in your eyes.
Tomato, provolone,
pink-eyed
turkey,
Will.
Lettuce. Mayo, mustard, onion. I almost forgot.
Yeah, I can't forget the onions.
I'm going to say...
I'm going to go on the HEB app, my HEB.
No! What the fuck is your problem?
I'm sorry. Can you clarify? Can we cheat or not?
You cannot...
Wait, the cheapest version of all of
this
stuff?
You didn't say I couldn't.
No. I said you could not.
I'm trying to...
And it's not opposite day. I know you were going to say that.
Ooh, that's a double negative.
And F7's block.
Please stop yelling into the microphone.
Continue. We're playing checkers, fuckface. And I got seven queens on the side of yours.
Maybe you are.
Click, 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 click.
Maybe you're playing checkers.
Check dick. You're done.
Check dick?
Huh, it's actually smaller
Eastern Europeans. Eastern Europeans be like.
What, did it shrink? You said Eastern Europe. Cabbage be like, check dick. Wait, this is cheese pizza. Ham sandwich.
Russians be like, Chechia.
Chechia
or Czechia?
Did you actually know that Chechia is actually from Bulgaria, which is in the United States? Fact check that. But oh, don't use Google. Use DuckDuckGo because they're fucking liars.
Use Opera.
You know, this is the problem. I don't think I know the cheapest option for these things, but I definitely would know the average.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of all over the place. And I came out to about, it came out to, for me, $13.21.
Okay.
Wait, say that one more time.
13,
say your number.
$13.21.
Say it to Will, to his face.
$13.21.
Interesting. Hmm.
There was a little bit of a micro movement in his eyebrows.
Okay.
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 His lips furrowed.
Okay.
His nostrils spiked.
Okay.
And what do you say, Caroline?
Not Caroline.
Strategically, what if I said $13? What'd you say, in 2 cents? What'd you say?
Yeah, you would do it at...
What if I did $13.03?
You said $13.03.
No. I'm saying, what if I said that? Like, is that like a strategy?
You'd win because you'd be closer. But I think you should do your.
It depends if you,
Do your calculation, but then if you want to be strategic, your answer could be just like a cent less than mine.
Yeah, because
I think you should go lower. I think you should go lower than
was
me.
Was it a cent higher or lower? What do you think?
No, don't ask him that.
I think she got it on the nose.
On the nose?
No, yeah. I didn't.
Then I'll just guess the same thing.
Penny for penny.
Wait, what if I guess the exact same thing?
Guys, the game is not fun if we're just...
You're right.
I'm trying to min-max this game.
Sammy, you have 5 seconds.
1734.
Got it.
Okay.
So you guessed 1321.
Yeah.
And you guessed 1734.
Yeah. Yepis.
The actual price, based via HEB, $13.48.
Yikes.
20 cents off! 27 cents off for Caroline! $3.20 for Mayor...
Yeah.
$3.20 for mayo, $1.33 for mustard, $1.74 for lettuce.
I changed my calculations as I was when I went into the calculator and I made it cheaper because I went with my original prices, what I thought it would be, and then made it cheaper. And so the thing that was off was the cheese. Okay, I made the cheese $2. Okay, yeah, so roughly about all this shit.
27 cents for a tomato. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's like a gumball. That's like a gumball.
So you greedy fucks, go get yourself a tomato from the tomato machine.
I went to Target yesterday and they had apples for like 60 cents and I was like, yes, please.
Produce is pretty cheap.
I know, but it is filled with stuff that is not great. The nutrients,
GMOs.
The nutrients are good for you and it will improve your mood, but long term, that shit, they put stuff in there that's not good.
But not all of the, what do you need to get organic or something? Are you saying get organic?
I don't think you can help. I think even if you get organic, they still put shit in it. And
so you think vegetables are bad for you?
No, I think they're great for you, and I think you should eat vegetables.
I'm just being an asshole.
But they do put shit in there, and it just does stuff
they
to your body.
They put shit in everything, though. But, like,
yeah.
What can you eat, then? What are you safe from, Caroline? What can you eat that's, like, won't do the same thing? Like, I feel like vegetables are, like, the healthiest thing that you can get from a grocery store.
I agree. No, this is not...
Are you saying, like,
this
grow
is not
shit,
me?
Like, in
yeah.
your backyard?
Well, I think the only way that you can is to just grow your own shit, which is just not possible or probable or practical in any way.
Ooh,
but it's just crazy.
The three Ps.
The three Ps. Penis. Four Ps.
The three...
What?
Bread $1.02, cheese $1.97, onions 94 cents. This sandwich, if you walked into a HEB with nothing, you could walk away with that.
Wait,
for $13.
Can we talk about how before we started recording this, I asked you about a certain bill that you had every month, and I asked if it was $20,000 left in the balance.
Yes,
and you went through the bill, and it was $20,000 exactly.
Yeah, yeah. This is student loans, by the way. I don't want people to think that I have some ominous $20,000 bill.
Yeah.
The bill.
The only thing it could be at your age would be student loans.
I have $20,000 in student loans, and she was just like, I was like, oh, I have student loans, and she was like, what is it, like $20,000? And I was like, what?
You were like, well, what do you mean?
Did you just guess that? And she was right.
To clarify, she did, though. That
yeah.
was clearly just a guess.
Yeah.
No, but I had to do some calculation. I'm like, he probably went to school. He didn't go for the full 4 years.
You thought that I went for 3 years, too. Like, your math was wrong. But you got to the right answer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, yes.
Which was awesome.
Yes.
Anyway, where were you most off on this, Sammy?
The tomato.
How much did you put it for a tomato?
I put 90 cents for the tomato. Yeah. Honestly, I was off on the tomato and the sauces.
What about the turkey?
The turkey I was pretty much right on. I did
really?
$2.98.
Oh, wow.
Because I've gotten like the cheap turkey before HEB. All the stuff I got right was the shit I've gotten
before.
The stuff I got wrong, I never bought like the cheap mustard and mayo.
Yeah.
Or a tomato, because mm-hmm. I think tomatoes are nasty.
Oh, yeah, that's your, I forgot. You would never eat this sandwich in the fucking first place, I'd huh?
Flip those slimy ass, nasty, gross, disgusting fruits off my sandwich.
No fruits on his sandwich.
Okay, I'm going to say, I want to make an offensive joke, but you guys won't appreciate it.
We won't,
is it about fruits?
Yes.
Then I can.
Can you
I
edit
can,
it out?
Can,
but can I just say it? Because I think it's interesting.
Yeah, edit
okay,
it
so
out.
There's a thing where, like, if you have, like, an actress, there are websites that will, like, just say if they're Jewish or not. Like, if you can't tell,
oh,
like, you can go
you
on
were
a
talking
website.
About this.
Yeah, so it's like Scarlett Johansson, you wouldn't guess, Jew. And so the way that people talk about tomatoes, where they're like, you know what, it's not a vegetable, it's a fruit. It's the same tone as, like, finding out that just, like, this blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress is actually part of the tribe.
I think that's, yeah. You
can
I
we leave
like,
that
I
in?
I feel like we could leave
can
that
we
in.
Leave
that's
this
funny.
Joke in? All right.
She's Jewish. You're Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to the next slide. Point for Caroline. The next question is, how much would this house cost?
Man,
there are a few slides.
This is in Austin?
This is a. There will be some more information. This isn't all the information.
Hold on. This is in Austin?
So this is in Austin. This is a house for the audio listeners in downtown Austin. It's 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, has 2,200 square feet. It's near downtown.
It's near downtown, but this is in Cherrywood, right? Can I get the exact neighborhood?
You can in a second.
Okay.
Next slide. This is the pictures of the interior. Sammy?
Okay.
Nothing.
I'm taking notes.
Wait, is this to buy or to rent? To buy or
this
to rent?
This is to buy.
And you said 3-bedroom, 2-bath?
3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Is it fully furnished?
2,200 square feet. Not fully furnished.
Not
that's
fully
just for
furnished.
This is just dressed for the photos.
And this is newly built. Go back, because the photos were two different houses. Are these the same house? This is just the back.
That's the back of the house.
And this is the front? And is this newly remodeled?
Because
the difference can be... I'm going
to
say it's roughly
$600,000,
but it can be lower than that depending on how old it is, because it could be like $425,000. But in the neighborhood, because I saw the stadium, that's no, it's more. It wouldn't be more. It definitely
why
wouldn't
are you
be.
Giving them fucking hints,
no,
Juan?
I know the answer.
In this, you know the answer?
No.
Okay. In that neighborhood, the price of housing, especially in like east, a little north of East Central, like a little northeast of where UT is, the housing market is ridiculous, where you can get a house for like 100, 150, and then you can also find like $3 million houses.
It's
insane.
Okay, so it was built in 1965.
The house, but this has been refurbished?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, and this is
Sammy,
is all
what
fake.
Are you up to on there?
Oh, I'm just taking it.
So I'm gonna say,
Sammy, fucking asshole.
I'm gonna say that this is.
No, no, Sammy,
I can't find it.
Sammy,
I'm
turn
say,
your fucking phone off.
Wait, go back to the other photo. Go
what
back.
House is this?
Go back to the. Oh, wait, go back.
Yeah,
okay,
go next.
Go to the map.
This is.
Oh, it's
3 minutes.
Than a house,
this is 3 minutes from downtown.
From downtown.
Okay, different than
Sammy.
Oh,
Sammy.
Okay, time.
Okay,
I'm
guessing we were in Central East Austin. I'm gonna say. Roughly around 500,000.
I'm gonna say
600.
I'm gonna say you said 600. I'm gonna say 601,000.
I'm gonna say a little south of 600,000.
600,000.
Oh, I'm gonna say a little north of 600,000.
A little north of 600,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is $1.25 million.
What the fuck? It shouldn't be.
This is a $1.25 million.
It certainly shouldn't be. 3 bedrooms,
from
2 bathrooms. No, that fucking
backyard. How many
backyard,
minutes from downtown?
Go look and find other houses like that, because there's no way it shouldn't be that much money. Unless
it's location.
It's not that location. It look at that neighborhood.
It's right
fluctuates.
It's right across the street from Pease Park.
That's a
okay,
right
that,
across
okay,
the street
that,
from Pease
that's
Park.
Fair.
Look where the stadium is.
That's fair.
Right next to the stadium.
I thought it
3 minutes
be.
From downtown. It's like literally in downtown.
And it's fully
Austin.
Furnished.
No,
it's not. Oh. No, in my mind, that's still. I'm gonna refute that price. It should not be that much money. It just shouldn't. It just doesn't make sense.
So you're looking
the
to buy a house. It's $1 million and $250,000.
That's fine, but that
oh,
house,
okay.
The back of the house looks like a piece of shit.
This is a statement about the state of the economy today. Welcome to the hypothetical real economic sense.
Okay.
Where,
I'm surprised.
I give up on that joke.
I'm
that's
surprised.
Okay. That's okay.
Damn, it kind of sucks. That sucks.
We just keep going. We just keep moving. Let's just keep flowing.
Just
it's fine.
We can workshop it.
Just, Just because if it was a new house, like newly remodeled, modern amenities, all that stuff, like new flooring, then I'd be like, well, yeah, it would be like a million. It would be somewhere around a million. But you said it was built in the 60s and it looked like a piece of shit from the back, right?
I think the only reason why it's not more expensive is because it's not new. If it was new, yeah. I'd probably say it's like 2 mil to 2.5.
Oh, 100%.
But I agree with Sam. I think it's location for sure.
It has to be the location. And I thought it was in... Because I looked at the stadium and I was like, oh, yeah, that's like probably like around here. I was on the wrong side of the stadium.
And the houses surrounding it, the house next door is 1.7 million. The house across the street is 1.5 million. A neighboring house is 3.3 million.
I've been Zillowing it recently. I have been Zillowing it intensely recently.
What's happening?
I've been shopping around. Really? I've been looking the fuck around. And for houses to buy. I've been looking at
apartments.com.
Yeah. I'm looking at houses.
Yeah. Aren't you moving into... Anyway.
Yeah. Don't jinx what? It. Best friends today. Let's move on.
You said don't what?
Next slide.
Don't jinx,
jinx
it.
Jinx it. Jinx. Fuck you.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All
you
right,
owe
guys,
me $1 million and also $250,000 on top of that.
I feel... I'm a very sensitive person. Speaking of $250,000. Every time you do that, it just hurts my feelings.
You say you're sensitive? Like where? In the ear?
My
like,
heart.
Like to sounds?
Oh, I'm
or...
bad with cars. I'm so bad with cars.
Oh,
huh. No!
Wait, a new one?
You're not allowed to look at your phone.
Wait. Not even
for the rest of this.
Will, my grandma is sick. I have to...
Really?
I lied.
Hey, Siri, call Grammy.
Okay.
Okay, so this... Okay. So here's the thing. New car, in my mind, like new car, 60,000. Sedan, like around new sedan, like 60,000. But then it has a sports thingy to it, which means that they can charge more. So I want to say it's north of 60, maybe almost 70. But 70 to me seems too much. 70 seems way too much. But okay, so I'm going to say 65.
I'm pissed because these LED lights are on this car. Those bright ass fucking headlights.
White lights.
That blind you when you're driving.
It's not very considerate.
And what the fuck is sport cloth?
It's a sport cloth seat trim.
Oh.
Oh, for our audio listeners, this next one is a 2024 Nissan Sentra SV.
It's blue.
With 149 horsepower, a 2.0 liter four-cylinder, 18-inch aluminum alloy wheels, LED headlights with LED signature daytime running lights, whatever the fuck that means, dark chrome V-Motion grille, and sport rear design. This is just words.
The sport cloth seat trim with contrast stitching.
What?
This and means something front seats. To some people.
That's the the last one is the only thing that I understand.
That I'm like, oh,
heated front seats. Huh. That's what they tack on, like the car salesman. You know, it's got a 416-inch carburetor.
And heated seats. All this stuff is basically to make it look more expensive, though it isn't more expensive. Like, they're just trying to reap off of, like, other newer innovative car companies. So that's why they can charge more, but it's not technically, it shouldn't cost more to produce the car. So they can offer competitive pricing, which is why I'm like, it has to be 65. It has to be maybe north of, maybe, oh, I don't know. I'm going to say 65.
I'm going to say 65 and $1.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Next slide. So this is $25,120 full price.
It's
$65,000 for a Nissan?
It's
got to
be like 65. It's got to be.
For a Nissan?
It's got to be. With the sport trim?
It looked good.
Sammy, you guessed more. You thought it was at least more. At least 65.
After that last one, I'm just going to go $1 wow. up or $1 less.
No, because in my mind, I'm like, oh, for Nissan, right, I was thinking 40. But so okay. even so still more than this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's gonna be 40. But because it had the sports thing and all that fancy stuff, I was like, they'll charge more for it. Because
the sports.
Wow. I didn't know. But I'm bad with cars.
So that's why
know.
I want this car.
To all the car people, all that slander you took, you guys just are just like this. Oh,
this is my car, surprise. But 10 years newer.
I have a
Sentra. You got a new car pretty recently too. Are you you're financing it?
It wasn't. Bless you. I'm financing it, and it wasn't a Thank new you. Car. It was a dealer car. So there
dealer's
was
choice.
Meaning there's miles on it, right?
Oh, okay.
But not that many. But they can. It still knocks down the price pretty significantly, and it's just a new car.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well,
you have a Subaru, right?
Yeah. No. I don't want to, not the make and model. Well, actually, I guess like if I've talked about how I have a Subaru before.
I mean, Subaru's such, there are a billion Subarus. Still. Maybe not the model.
Still.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. And it's not a sedan.
Okay.
So it's bigger. And that was...
You have a Dodge Dakota, right?
Yep.
Sammy has a Dodge Dakota.
It's purple.
Purple Dodge Dakota.
With sport trim tires.
North or south? North of Dakota? I'll do a dollar north of Torchy.
Where did that come from?
Did you want me to respond or did you want to keep saying stuff?
No, go off. Go on.
Period.
Go on, I mean.
I knew it was 2,500,000 because I looked it up. No, I didn't. I don't know.
You still guess 67. All right, guys.
65.
No, I did, and I guessed 65,000.
I was thinking. I was like, that looks like a nice car, and it's brand new. It's this year, so it would be more.
You say brand? Would you say brand spanking new or brand stinking new? First,
I like spanking. I like when it's a little derogatory. I like when it's verbally derogatory, but there's no physical implications.
Brand spittin'
like I love
new.
Calling women like chicks and broads, but even though that's I'm Southern. I have a lot of respect for women, it's the fact that I get to use that language and it's sort of it's empowering in that way. Just a broad.
I haven't really heard that much other than in like a old movie or something.
Yeah, I know.
But it's like you shouldn't say that.
You shouldn't say that because I don't trust that.
Sammy can.
Sammy shouldn't say that. I can't imagine those words ever coming out of his mouth.
And it hasn't.
Broad. Love it. It's
my goal
what?
For this year is to be more verbose. Starting worth
so you word. Want so oh, so you want kind of sort of like worth. Like a broad spectrum of like words.
Yeah. A broad cool. spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
What?
I thought you said that word would never come out of your mouth. And now look at
Did
you.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So
yeah, she did.
You know what's interesting? They say to get a better vocabulary, right?
Mm-hmm.
A more expansive vocabulary.
Okay, Caroline.
That didn't have to be okay. ominous.
No, she just wanted to be more verbose. In that moment.
I love that phase. You have to read books. But you have to read old books. You got to read books where they knew how to do that.
That new wave
structure.
Shit. They don't. They just be tossing words together.
It's a lot more efficient and it's a lot funnier. And I think there's more room for like emotion when you speak in a way that's like really, really calculated and really traditional,
expansive. Yeah.
You can't have emotion with it.
Do you want a more expansive vocabulary when it comes to like intelligence or like a wider range of words, or do you want like more slang, like chicken shit, like shit from like the South? Because I want to expand to like crazy shit.
Yeah, pulling out words that like pulling out bullshit that like I've never heard that one before. Like mm-hmm. I want to feel that.
I like the Succession. They use a lot of metaphors that no one's ever used before.
Like a jelly. What's the jellyfish one?
Your ear. Your ear is like barnacle meat. And it's like, what? What are you doing? But sometimes they really hit it on the nail with the head, the nail with the head. It's because there's the fight with Will, nope, Tom, and Siobhan. You're too thin to be found in a book. What is it?
I don't know.
I can't remember. You're too vapid to be found in a book. Something like that.
Oh,
they do
vapid.
Some really, really great metaphors, and then they do some less than good metaphors.
So
like,
No, go ahead.
But when we're talking about slang, it would be just fun to start bringing up more metaphors that no one's ever used. Like terms of expression, a term of phrase, as they say, that no one ever uses.
You said term of phrase?
I think that's it. A term. No. Term of.
See, that's like a eloquent way of using like common words. If that is right, like term of phrase, like I understand what that means, but I would never say it was turn of phrase.
Is it turn?
Is it Tupperware or Tupperware?
It would make more sense for it to be turn of phrase than term of phrase because term of phrase doesn't make
any sense.
It doesn't
really mean anything.
But turn of phrase makes sense.
Like that, it's a turn of phrase.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing is I've heard a lot of things before, but I don't know how to actually say it or what it, because I haven't read it
it's
before.
It's like people who know their language but have never like opened up a book of their language. So like, I could speak English.
Yeah,
I don't know how to read this shit though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that lady that says buzzin'.
That shit buzzin'.
But sorry. There's a difference between knowing a lot of vocabulary and then being able to use words. Because there's a difference between being able to structure sentences in a way that's comprehensive and interesting and dynamic, right? That's one skill set. There's another skill set of being able to take concepts and abstract ideas, convert it into a metaphor or a simile.
Sammy's great at that.
And
thanks.
Really, hilarious too. That's like a whole other skill set here. And then there's just having a good vocabulary. I don't have a good vocabulary.
You're good at the first one.
I'm good at the first one, and
Sammy's
I can do the second one when I'm tapped in.
You're good at the third one,
yes.
And we're figuring out the third one.
Okay,
but you're good at that.
No, the third one. No, you're not good at the third one. No
what?
One. Most people aren't good at the third
Will's
one.
Will's good at the third one.
Third one is having just vocabulary, just knowing a bunch of words that aren't commonly used. And don't necessarily.
Will said dip chick. I think he's a master of the third.
No, but you might. You have a.
That's dipclacious of you.
Dipclacious?
Yep.
So you're using the same prefix?
Oh,
yeah,
wait,
dip
there's a whole.
A
I mean,
very
from the dip family.
Language is a very.
Defatigable.
A broad.
Dipalacious.
Metaphysical concept, technically.
Metaphysic these nuts to your mouth. Is there more slides?
But there's prosody.
That's it?
Will, you have a great hold over prosody.
I have a great hold?
This is my impression of SpongeBob was real.
No, you deliver words in a way that's interesting. Like you're very good. It's performative.
Very you said it's performative?
Interesting prosody.
Yeah.
Interesting prosody?
Yeah.
I think the
he uses tone and delivery to make his not only to make the language more engaging but hilarious in a way that's unique, cuz it's not, cuz here's the thing, when things are funny you kind of like all jokes sort of sound the same after a while, and it's kind of like punchline, and you kind of get it, or you kind of get someone's tone down, and they, you know that they're funny, but they always make the same like tone of
joke.
But
the
you
same
catch
cadence.
Me by surprise. Sometimes you'll just say something. I'm like, what? What?
Oh, never mind.
It's very personal between
what?
You guys. Very personal.
Click
off
now.
I don't
think
the audio
the
or visual listeners understood that exchange. That's
I don't
beautiful.
Think I understood that exchange.
So Will also did not understand this exchange. This is really beautiful.
Sammy,
very
you get
personal.
It though, right?
All
no,
remember,
absolutely not.
All I'll remember is that there was a time where Will and I were with a friend of yours, and we were making a joke, and then the bit just kept going, and then the bit ended with your friend just pressing on the car accelerator and going off.
Oh, Gabe. Yeah, that shit was hilarious. I don't even remember the context.
I don't remember
for that.
The joke.
Oh,
but it's just
we're going to have Gabe on the But Gabe, if you're listening,
gotta get Gabe on
the
podcast.
He's my roommate in college. He's hilarious.
He's so
awesome.
Fucking funny.
He's great.
Sorry. Okay.
Anyway, let's move on to the next
slide.
We're
moving
on. Okay, time speed round. 5 seconds. 3, 2,
what?
1. Next slide.
I don't know how much.
Oh,
how much was that?
I don't know how much gas was there. Will, I have a theory about this. I think Sammy doesn't actually like your games and will do everything to not play the game. That's actually what this is. That's why we'll spend like 45 minutes
how
discussing
the, did you see me?
The rules for the game and strategy instead
it's
of just
okay.
playing it.
$57.
I think
he
was gonna jump.
Kellen?
$40.
Okay, it was listed on Craigslist for $400.
Okay.
What did you say?
Next.
I said $400.
You said $400? No, you didn't. Did you?
All right, guys. Welcome to Will's wacky question of the day.
Get your fucking tongue.
I actually don't know. There's a certain point with numbers where I'm like, oh, a bank is worth like trillions of dollars, but then it's not.
Will's wacky question of the day is how much money is Google?
$2 billion. I promise I was going to say that. I promise. I swear I was going to say that. I swear.
What the fuck?
It's worth $2 billion. Wait. Google is worth $2 billion. There's no way. It has to be more
than
that.
That's my guess. $2
billion. No, I'm going to say it's more than that.
And what are you going to say?
I don't know, but I feel like it needs to be more
than
$2 billion.
So you're going to say $2 billion in one?
When $1.
Okay, next. It's actually $2 trillion,
that's what
you
I thought.
Fucking idiot.
That's what I fucking thought. I was like, it's trillion.
Count it up.
It's got to be trillion.
No.
It's got to be in the trillions.
What do you
There's
mean?
Just
no.
no way it's a $2 billion.
to $1.88 trillion.
Can
what
we
Google's
run
worth.
The table?
Yeah,
by
they
the
way, have. They're funding so many different projects.
That's what I said.
Point for Caroline.
Just,
oh, did you think I said billion? Insane.
Did I think you said billion?
Did you
no.
think I said that?
Yeah, because that's what you said.
No, oh my gosh.
Can we move on?
The machinations of your mind, Will.
My dipimations. My dipilations.
Revelations. Bible.
Diprinthians 4:17.
Thou shalt
if
not
a dip,
dip
chick goes on the road, they give him a smile and tell him to go home.
Wait, why did the dip chick cross the road? To get to the other shit.
No. Keep going. Will, I do not have enough brain rot to do this bit right now. If I have not slept for 2 days and was high right now, I could totally do that bit, but I can't. What?
What did I say?
The dipshit on the road, you give it a smile and tell him to go home.
Is that what I said?
That's what you said.
So you don't even remember what you said and you think I said billion. I said trillion, Will.
You're like a prosecutor. You like
I'm a prostitute?
I said prosecutor.
How long have we been rolling?
I'm gonna say
45 minutes.
For 2 hours.
How long have we been? 40. I said 45.
Do you have the?
Is this a game? Is that part
yes.
of the game?
Yes.
How many
I'm
minutes?
Good, I'm good at
that's
a just
question.
About
minutes?
Measuring thing. I feel out the measurements, but I'm,
oh, that would have been a good question. How long have we been recording for?
40 minutes.
And then I just put like a wrong answer
you
on
know,
the next slide.
You know, it's so interesting. I'm very bad at things that like understanding concepts that have like sequential.
Dipquential.
Do cat is the
like when
timer
when there
on your
are
computer?
Definitive values.
Yeah.
And then you have to account for them in a sequential order and successively, like one integer affects another integer exactly.
Okay.
And you go from like processing right. whatever kind of problem it is from left to right. Like you start here and then if you solve the problem, you'll go and get the right answer at the end. Anything like that,
math.
Music, math, science, hate it. Can't do it. But anything
because
that's
it's
just
objective
because it's part. Well, it's definitive values. Not objective, but well, I don't know. That depends.
Math
but
is definitely objective.
Yeah. Yes.
Music, probably not.
Well, reading music is
so,
yeah.
So that yeah. stuff where it is sequential and not a composition where you have many different values that you can that all affect each other and are dynamic and change depend. Like if you work a problem here,
so
it changes.
Science, math.
Anything that
isn't like the
anything
the
arts that's qualitative. Word. Anything that's just sort of like I can.
You like qualitative.
I like qualitative.
Not quantitative.
No quantitative. No,
I love quantitative.
I hate quantitative. I can't do it. I have to think about the number and then exactly how much the number gets affected by something.
So
by
you like puzzles?
I
like
hate puzzles. Fucking hate them.
What about riddles?
Hate riddles. I like
riddles Batman. Are more qualitative though.
They are more qualitative, but there's still a right answer. I like debate.
Oh, so you don't
I want,
like truth.
I want something. Yeah, I want you to. No, I don't. Because it doesn't exist. In my mind, at this point in my life, it does exist. The truth exists and there is a reality that's objective and whatever. But at the same time, no. And I could argue against that. I can argue against the nature of reality. I've gotten so far and that's not true. Prove it. Prove it. And then you get to a point where they're like, well, we can't prove it. And then I'm like, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I mean, yeah. That is like
you can't tell me this
is some things just are because they are.
Yes.
Like math.
Yes.
Like gravity. Yes.
Yeah.
Explain gravity.
There are.
I don't know if that's a good example. Actually, yeah.
Who wrote about this? Was it Lottie Strauss? Whatever.
Some
we're not going
just
into it.
The laws of physics.
Yeah. No, it's a very reasonable universe we find ourselves in. It's very reasonable, but is it meaningful? No. No.
Let's
continue.
Go to the next slide.
What?
What?
How much was this fade?
I think I have a ballpark. Estimate haircut. I'm not gonna say anything actually.
I don't know anything about men's haircuts.
Yeah, this was a pretty unfair question.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about fades.
Any question? Any guess?
Like $30.
Okay,
that's expensive. I feel like, but this looks cool. Because here's the thing for women, you're going to like get a haircut and getting your hair blown out and all that stuff. That can be like $160. Like it's ridiculous.
Yeah. But how long does it take? Is it like a multiple hour thing?
It's like it can be an hour and a half. So
for
it
over $100,
you can go to like a dry bar or something for like $70.
Oh yeah, but even still, $70 is still like a lot of money compared to I know like my friend will get a haircut for like $9, and I'm like, And it looks good. I'm like, just like, fuck
for audio
you.
Listeners, there's a fade on the screen.
But it like has a cool design.
With like a. With
so I'm going to say like.
I like how you're promoing the guy.
30.
Yeah, shout out whoever that
that's
is.
That's nice. That's nice of you.
Matta Fade.
He's in Austin. Austin Barber.
Zit. Fades it.
Matta Fades it. It's a nice cut.
I'm going to say because haircuts have gotten so like absurdly expensive. Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on who the barber is because.
Yeah, completely.
This could be $75.
Yeah,
it could be.
So,
but look at his.
But
Instagram.
He looks young. He
like
looks
he's like, look how many followers he has. Is he charging a lot? Based on you
maybe.
Know, you know, I feel like expensive barbers might be more popular or like higher in demand. It's supply and demand. The more in demand you are, the more that you can charge.
I think if he had 10K, I'd be like, that's an $80 haircut. But because he doesn't, I'm gonna say it's like north of 45. I'm gonna say 50. I'm gonna say 45 and a dollar.
Okay.
Because if I didn't see that follower count, I would say like 60.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 59.
You said 45?
Yes.
59?
$59.
Next slide. On the fucking nose, Caroline.
You
Caroline.
Said 30 first, then I gave context.
Yes.
That was awesome, Caroline. Yes. Caroline, yeah. It was $45. Let's go on to the next one. Even though you say you're bad at quantitative,
but
look at that. How much are these slides?
But like accounting for inflation and understanding the value of something in a dollar amount, that to me is not it's technically quantitative. Like why the reason? No, but like
there are implications societally.
It's culturally like a haircut. You don't need to cut your hair. That's
thing.
A cultural thing, and there's skill set to it. So actually understanding how much that skill is worth, that's a lot more critical, sociological. Like I just have to, you just have to feel that out. You just have to feel it out.
Yeah.
And so that's all qualitative.
Got it.
Business. That part of business I do really well. The other part of business I do so poorly that I'm like, oh, I would be good enough to like get into business shit. Like I could have gone to business school, but I'm so dumb when it comes to anything that has to do with numbers. I'm like, oh, I'll be an artist.
and how's it turning out for you?
Good.
I'm probably gonna run a business very soon.
There's a pair of Gucci slides.
$600
on the
$700.
Screen. Let's just look. $420.
Wow.
Point for what? Sammy. For Sammy.
Or for Scammel.
$420 for some Gucci slides. If anyone wants some Gucci slides,
I feel like when Gucci slides first came out, they were more money because they were stupid, and now people just got used to the Gucci slide. You know,
is it because they were stupid?
I feel like I wouldn't be able to tell.
I actually don't think they were stupid, but I just remember people like made fun of other people for having Gucci slide in the Gucci tracksuit. But they were actually really genius innovation in terms of like having an old apparel brand that's like really sophisticated and was just like sort of dying out and like just too expensive, and you just made it cool by making it like a little, by not taking yourself too seriously but making it like look good. Gucci did a great job transitioning into the modern period.
And then Bad Baby with the Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah, she really did something there.
She helped
Bad Baby.
I wonder how Gucci much flip-flops. That actually helped.
Probably I
wonder
I saw
what's the sales
I
graph.
Took a look at their profit and loss margins, and it went through the roof when Bad Baby released that.
Can we fact check that?
No. Well, okay. If you are going to fact check it, just let me see first, and then I'll just see.
Why?
Because there was a specific website I saw it on.
That's okay. Called confirmation
Gucci
bias.
Gucci flip-flops. They did the bit with
hey,
the socks.
Nice.
This is fit, bro.
Did you do stats and behavioral science methods?
Hell yeah.
No, okay. it was actually a primary source.
Got it from Bad Baby. Really?
No, I'm worried that
What's
Google is only going to have secondary
Gucci?
Sources.
The only primary source is like Gucci.
It was, guys, I don't want to dox my sources.
Or, yeah, Gucci.
No,
I get it.
No,
and
let's move on.
I wanted to wanted to ask if you guys have ever gotten like worn like fake, like knockoff anything. Like if there was like a fake like.
I've had a fake Coach bag.
Really? I feel like bags. I feel like a lot.
Oh, and
like,
I fake Burberry now.
What's a Burberry?
Burberry, you know, like the brown and like checkered. Have you seen my scarf before in New York? The scarf that I was wearing.
Oh yeah.
That's Burberry. A Burberry scarf is like $80. That scarf was like $4.
All black men wear that at a baby shower.
Burberry scarf.
Burberry like no, a Burberry like dress shirt.
Oh
that's
really?
That's their baby shower fit.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
I've never been to a baby shower.
It's sad. The baby's drowning.
That's good.
not clean. Why can drowning? Can
you make it a baptism joke too?
Too many water. I'm actually tired today.
That was my favorite Sammy quote of in a while,
too
actually.
Many water.
Too many water. Sorry. Okay.
Let's continue on to the next thing.
Okay, we can move on.
I can't do this anymore.
Thank
what?
You.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can move on. Thank you.
Can we just have
just open... kidding?
Can oh, we have okay. open discussion?
Anybody?
Like, you didn't even give us a chance to react.
My reaction was, let's just have an open discussion and
no,
not play
Sammy,
a game.
Your reaction was like, okay.
You gotta give me a second
we were
to simmer.
To process
ready to move forward.
Let it calculate.
Do you just put your shit in the oven, then oop, it's done, and then you take it out, and it's gotta cook?
I have so many things that I just want to talk about in conversation.
I said, oop, it's done. That's like 5 seconds.
And I want to have a conversation, and in this podcast, because it is so hypothetical and so nonsensical, that sometimes I want to have a serious conversation that would be interesting, and then it just feels like it's hard to bring it up.
Yeah,
that's
we're
on
playing
me.
A game.
But I know, also, but I thought we were done, and I was excited to have a conversation.
But I feel like, especially this episode, we've done a good job of like having a hybrid because I don't really, I'm
oh my
not
God.
Really good at.
Oh my God! Great, like back and forth, actually, and I know that I'm sounding sarcastic.
What the?
But it's true. We've been straddling the line.
Yeah,
straddling
yeah,
the line.
Yeah, yeah.
We
we've
have
been getting along well.
Conversation. And I actually don't think we're getting along well. I think we're getting along as much as we normally do. But we've just, the tolerance is there. It's like we don't get along. And that's why we get along. And the tolerance is there. So let's move on to the next game.
You.
What? I'm not wrong, and I never am wrong. I'm wrong
I'm
all the time.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I didn't even let me say a sentence. I was going to say that I hate you.
I was right about the
and that you should go fuck off and...
No.
I'm going to kill
no.
you.
No, you won't.
With a gun.
No, you won't. Get a gun. I'd like to see you try.
Let's go to the next slide. These two are the same price.
Fuck.
How much are they?
Fuck.
You guys can work together.
What? Then who gets the point?
Well, I wouldn't know
you
about.
You guys both get a point. This is from Joanne Fabrics.
To imply that I've bought paintbrushes and haven't
from
just
Joanne Fabrics.
Foraged for them, or use Q-tips because paintbrushes are too expensive and not practical. Because no matter how much you clean them, they just turn to shit anyway. Especially the ones that are cheaper because they're not real fibers. So I'm going to say this is about. That looks expensive.
I'd say $10
for 1,000 V-bucks. Yeah, $9. If this is cheap, then $9. If this is expensive, it could be like $30. But that,
what did you say, Sammy?
That's a $10.
$9 to $30.
And do you guys... No. No. So you picked $9, and Sammy, you picked $10?
It's probably closer to $9.
Okay, cool.
Next slide.
They're not the same price.
Oh, they are. They're $8.99. I think I forgot that slide.
Yeah. $8.99. Huh.
Next slide.
Getting real accurate on the low end. Gotcha. It's not.
Next slide. Thanks, guys, for playing along for my game slideshow. The cost is correct in the hypothetical.
You know,
nonsense
it's so
podcast.
We have such an interesting dynamic here on the show.
Caroline.
And what's really cool is that every time I bring it up, you guys both get so uncomfortable. But it's all I want to talk about because it's so interesting.
What did I do?
You get uncomfortable. You get uncomfortable as I start to talk
no,
about
it
this.
No, it's just mean when you just said, I hate you.
Oh, no, I don't hate you.
But you just said that!
It's a joke.
But then...
How are you supposed to know if it's a joke? You're not. You're supposed to ask me, do you really mean that? And then we have a conversation. No, I don't really mean that.
What?
But both of... It's so uncomfortable. This is so uncomfortable. And it gets more uncomfortable the more I talk about it, but I'd love to talk about it because it's interesting.
You could talk about it.
Can we?
Yeah, and if we want to cut anything out, we can.
Oh, okay. No, it's nothing bad.
What would you like to say, Caroline?
Well, no, I was just going to say, we have a very interesting dynamic, because I'm extremely confrontational. You are one of the least confrontational people I know. And Sammy is, like, very authoritative. Like, you're confrontational when you need to be, but for the most part, you do not like to be confrontational. Like, you can go both ways, but it's either super, super confrontational or not confrontational at all. And your strategy for that is... unique to, you know, your needs, right? And so when we all get together and sit down, it's really crazy because I'll say something like too much and then we'll be like, oh. And then it'll be like, oh. It's either a severe reaction or not a reaction at all.
I want to say that I can be confrontational. My threshold for when I feel like I need to confrontational is a lot different than
Sammy's. To say stuff. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although, no, actually, that's not true. I will say, when it comes to stuff where it requires, like, confrontation, right, can be easy. Like, yes, that threshold, when you feel it's appropriate to be confrontational. But there are times when you should be confrontational. You know,
according to who?
I'm thinking of a very specific example that we don't need to talk about on the name specifically. But I'm just saying there are times where you should be confrontational. You know you should be confrontational, but there's a certain level of anxiety and insecurity that prevents you from being confrontational at that time.
I don't know if it's I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the C word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I think that
it's different.
I think that it's also ego. I think it's more ego than...
Okay, no, but that's included with it.
Why is...
Ego, I think, is included with confrontation.
Sorry, this is so, like... sorry, guys. Give us 1 second. What were you saying? I'm joking.
Camera's okay?
How long have we been rolling? I want to hit the hour mark on our podcast. I feel like if we hit an hour, then it's like it's a over. Podcast.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, guess the time now.
58:46. Oh,
no, 1 hour
48,
and 3
49.
Minutes and 46 seconds.
Are you kidding? Exactly.
No, you're not.
I swear to God, well, I was not.
Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Swear to God.
Well, now it's like 1 or 3, 54, 55.
Wow.
But when you said it was 46 seconds exactly.
Wow.
What are the odds of that? Are you kidding me?
Low.
As soon as you said it, I looked.
Are you guys?
This is an interesting. That's crazy.
The number's got to be on one of these screens.
No, they're not. I promise. That was a crazy guess. Are you kidding me?
That was really cool.
Wow.
What are the odds of that?
Very low.
Your guys'
infinitely
reactions
low.
Are not...
I'm fucking clapping for you, Will.
You're clapping like a slow, like,
how's
quiet
this slow?
Clap.
How is this slow?
A scientist needs to come in here and explain to me the odds exactly.
But yeah, which it's hard to calculate because like, because
it's infinitely. That's just like almost impossible that you'd guess that.
Like for the second, but I mean, it's hard to calculate because I feel like I know like, if I couldn't have guessed 20 minutes because like I had an idea of like a range.
Yeah, the range right. is helpful. We love the range.
But
Will,
down
to
the
Will,
second,
right. crazy.
Slide to your right, your chair.
You're
chair
not.
To your right.
Yeah.
You
said it like you weren't gonna do it. Yeah.
Guys, cool. Down to the second, actually?
Because you said 1 hour, 3 minutes, and I was like, oh shit, I know it is 1 hour, 3 minutes. I should look. And as soon as I looked and you said 46, it turned to 46.
Awesome. So cool.
I know to get it down to the second within that minute, it's a 1 in 60.
Okay. That's great.
But if I did that within a 10 minute range, because
oh,
like it could have been like plus or minus
no,
10
we
minutes.
Can't intellectualize why
been
you guessed
10
that.
Minutes.
You can't do that.
It could have been 10 or minus 10 minutes.
Here's
what's
my calculation.
That's 1 in 600 ish.
What are you talking about?
That's 1 in 600.
No, I think that the odds are because also it is just like a sense. Yeah, it's true. It couldn't have been like 2 hours. This is all subjective then.
Yeah.
Calculating this would be very, very difficult.
No, you couldn't calculate it.
I don't think you could.
And
it's incalculable.
It's
that's very interesting. I would need a scientist to come in here and be like, that would not have happened. That it just, it's, yeah.
What's that?
We're
the scientist evil?
We're in the right
Dr.
universe.
I'm Dr. Evil.
This not have happened.
That shouldn't have happened.
I've been watching
William.
I've been watching a lot
we
of.
Need to take you to the lab.
I've been watching a lot of professors, doctors of science, more in the soft sciences technically, but then also some hard science, biology. But they get really interested
Bulgogi.
In stuff.
Gender
and
bionics.
They get really interested in stuff, and they're like, oh, and that's just so cool. Like they just describe a concept, and they're like, and that's just, and I'm just, and I just, and I love it, and I just love it. I'm just loving it. It's so funny.
Love it.
They'll be like, ugh. It's so interesting. Ketamine. Instantaneous GABA, loving it. Sorry.
I wish that the length of time in the YouTube video
was as long as my cock.
I'm not dabbing you up for that. Okay, fine. I'll dab you up for that. Was matched what it was here, like the time code here, because if you could hover over and it said when it was like right, that would be sick. But it's not gonna be like that. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be thinking about it.
No, we could ask the editors. We could ask the editors to make it like that.
How?
How?
By like padding it.
They need to add like silence.
No, we could pad it. We could have a cut, right? Where we're just like slip that in somewhere in the beginning. Like we could do a long intro.
Oh, really?
But the stuff that we have to cut.
Oh.
The stuff that we have to cut.
Okay, but then the intro might... We just have to make the intro the same length.
Well, then we'd have to calculate the intro now.
What are we cutting?
Or I guess he'd cut it whenever. Like we could yeah, just, I don't like, really do know what long... we're cutting.
I don't think we have to cut anything.
Oh, when I review, I just cut some stuff.
Okay.
For timing and just like, just, you know, comedic beats and stuff.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so thank you everybody for listening to the Hypothetical Nonsense Podcast. I'm fucking insane. That was crazy. And I'm not going to be thinking about I'm going to bring this up in future podcasts too. The time that I guessed it down to the second, 1 hour, three minutes and 46 seconds, and it was exactly on the dot.
This is just going to be another thing for us to hear about once again.
Yes, and it's going to be. And guess what? You don't have to react either.
I won't. Hopefully everybody if we don't react, he won't keep
everyone,
doing it.
Everyone, I clapped for Will. Subscribe.
I clapped for you.
Thank you.
All that cabbage.
Fade out.